All right. Tomorrow night is, wait, tonight, Friday night, tonight is our chat. And we got any women that are, I haven't looked at our BSP roles lately, you know. And I never do. I mean, I don't really know, to be honest with you. To be honest with you, I don't really make, you know, who's male, female, or whatever. All we care about is money. But, you know, it would be nice. If we have any women who are BSPs, check on in, man. The water's fine. The guys are gentlemen, you know. Occasionally they get into it with each other, but it's all very cool. You can ask questions. You can sit back and check out, you know, what's going on. You know, we keep it good. We keep it good. We keep it gentlemanly, which is not to say we don't curse and swear, and we do. I know I do, and I know many of them do. I sit down with a cocktail. I'm sorry, man. My work week is over, and I want to chill with my BSP friends and, you know, and yeah, I sit down, I have myself a taste. Hell yeah, man. I drink tequila. I drink, generally, my drink of choice, as the BSPs know, is my Mexican mule. Not the Moscow mule, the Mexican mule, which is tequila and ginger beer, as opposed to vodka and ginger beer. That's a really popular drink right now, and everybody has the gold, the copper mugs and all that shit, because it's so goddamn delicious. And it's got a little kick to it, you know, and it's not one of those umbrella drinks. It's a nice drink. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I will tell you, for my personal taste, it's a little sugary. So if you want to temper it with ginger ale as opposed to ginger beer. Oh, which reminds me, did I already tell you guys that this ginger beer that I bought down at the, these goddamn guys, they're nice guys. They're Syrian guys. They've had these stores. They've had the corner store here, and they got another one in Summerlin, California, which is up the coast towards Santa Barbara. Very nice guys. And Mike was the guy that I dealt with. We all, here in the neighborhood, we knew Mike. And Mike was the guy, he was the member of the family, he was very conversant, knew American idioms, you know, he's not brand spanking new. He says, hey, Phil, how you doing, Mr. Henry? Good, yeah, listen, I got this stuff for you. And also, you know, so he was cool. Now they moved Mike up to their Summerlin store. And the other members of the family are operating this one. Nice guys, very soft-spoken guys. One guy's really super shy, and just he's afraid to talk to anybody. But these cats, most everything they do is great. But, boy, getting these guys to understand, I want, you know, you guys carry ginger beer. Ginger beer, let's see. And the guy's going through all the ciders and shit. I go, no, it's non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic ginger beer, yeah. Okay, I said, you know, Stolichnaya makes one. There's a lot of different brands. I said, it would be great if you guys carry this, you know. I said, if you carry it, I'll buy it, you know. I mean, I'll buy all you got, you know. Because generally, most of these places don't stock a lot of that shit. So, I don't think the guy quite got it. And I would come back occasionally and, well, okay. So I'll buy bottles of ginger ale. And that was even a foreign concept, you know. Ginger ale. Oh, yeah, it's a mixer, you know, it's a mixer. It's like 7-Up, only it's like a mixer, like soda water. Oh, mixer, yeah. Oh, mixer over aisle 4, you know. So I go over there, go, okay, yeah, here's your ginger ale. And you want the ginger beer? I said, yeah. And I know I said non-alcoholic, because he was looking through all the... So anyway, I go into the store the other day, and I see these 4-packs of ginger beer. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, man. Great, you got it. Well, I put it in the bag, and I bought it without looking at the label. You're right. And when I got it home, I realized the cans were pretty big for just a can of basically what is a soft drink, a soft beverage, ginger beer, non-alcoholic ginger beer. As a matter of fact, I highly recommend it as a soft drink. It's goddamn delicious. Ginger beer puts ginger ale to shame. I mean, it's just, it's got a little, you know, it's ginger. I mean, you really get the ginger kick. And really delicious. On ice, great shit. But anyway, might be a little too sugary for some people. It sure is for me, man, when I throw it into a cup of tequila. So I got this shit home. The can's kind of big. Yeah, wait a minute. So I pop it and I smell it. There's alcohol in it. 5% fucking alcohol. I'm like, God damn it. Well, I'm not going to drink that shit. And I don't know why anybody in their right mind made alcoholic ginger beer. Who the fuck's going to drink that shit? The whole idea of ginger beer is that it is a soft drink made from ginger. and water and sugar and you know, Jamaica has a great ginger beer. I forget the brand, but I bought it in Atlanta all the fucking time. And that's back in the day when I didn't know there was such a thing as a Mexican mule. I just used to drink ginger beer, you know, as a soft drink. But, oh my God, you know, I got this shit home. I bought 2 4-packs of that shit and I poured it all down the drain. But I'm not going to take it back. You know, I mean, the guy knew, he's like I said, ginger beer. I was all enthusiastic buying his shit. So anyway, welcome to the thing here, man. What is going on today, man? What do we got going on? Okay. Leadership strength. What is this shit, man? Oh, Sandy Schnarr. Okay. All right, cool. Hollywood. Oh, sorry about that. No worries at all. Looping in, Jamie. Let us know. Okay, cool. Because I don't know what... Okay. I don't know, man. I got a fucking week now. A week before we do the lab. All right, let's see what we got here. Sports fans. Look at this shit. Georgia parents offended by Far East religion. This blows me away. You got to be kidding. The fuck is with these people, man? How goddamn backward and dumb can you be? I could never have guessed in a million years when I was, say, in high school in the 60s, never would I have ever guessed that in the early part of the 21st century, when I was a man now in my 60s, no longer a teenager, no longer my 20s, that we'd still be fighting this chicken shit battle over things like yoga and black skin and white skin and, you know, we'd still be going through that fucking dance. It was my naivete. I think it's the naivete of most people that, you know, we're probably so used to watching goddamn Star Trek and Flash Gordon, all of that kind of bullshit. You're like, wow, the future is going to be really cool. You know, all the problems will be dealt with and it's going to be really, really neat. That's always funny when the guy falls back, but you still hear the horn. That's the one that I like. All right. Texas woman furious after home mistakenly demolished. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that's pretty goddamn funny. Unreal, dude. Got to turn the fan on. It's hotter than fuck. The temperature just went up. Yes, the summer is approaching, and yes, you're going to be hearing me say the same goddamn thing that I say every summer, which is, it sure is hot in here, but I do not see the percentage. Well, you know what I'll do? I bet you if I've got gating on this thing. The guys tell me, don't use the gating, Phil, because you still get these, what we call artifacts, these little drops and little pings and things on the tape, or on the, I should say, on the recording. But the gate works really cool, and generally the sound is really clean, so... But, you know, if I had a fan blowing right into this microphone, and I turned on the gate... Here, I'll give you an example of what I mean by the gate. Okay. All right, now, see, you already noticed a difference. I'm talking, you can hear the fan. Now I'm going to hit the gate. Hello, hello. Now, you just heard the background noise diminish a little bit, didn't you? Now you heard it really go away, didn't you? But you also hear some sort of artifact, what we call artifact noise. And it's the gate, it's that limiter, the gating kicking in. Hello, this is Phil Hendry. Now, most people don't notice it. And most people just think, oh, that's kind of weird. But you get these anally fixated engineers, and they're like, wait a second. And they hear this shit, and they're, no, don't use that, you know. Which I'm not saying, Alex, if you're watching, I'm not saying you're that way, man. I'm just saying there's a lot of these cats that are like that. I could probably gate the show that way, and 99.9% of everybody listening wouldn't notice unless I pointed it out. They would think it was just, oh, wow, it just sounds like sort of a recording, you know. And people, I think, are used to not hearing the best quality of recording when you're listening to a podcast, a radio show, or whatever, as opposed to what you're hearing in your own house. Or, I mean, I should say on your own system, like something that you recorded yourself. A Texas woman furious about her Flight attendant who ditched cocaine and designer shoes arrested in New York. Man, I didn't hear about that. No, sir, no, sir. No. I don't want to show that. Okay, this is, this will be an interesting story here. I don't know what this one is. I know she's the kind of girl. Gary Shandling, passing on, I haven't even mentioned that, was really a shock. And I'll tell you this, and I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. I actually cried when I saw that news. And I'll tell you why. When I first got nationally syndicated and I first came back to L.A. and we were doing our show in real earnest, you know, and I began to hear through the grapevine and so on. So, you know, just, oh, wow, Hollywood people like your show, there's certain people like your show. And as I got to be honest with you, it's a very flattering thing. You know, I had no idea when I came and did my radio show. I really had no idea what the response would be in that sense. All I wanted to do was get fucking ratings and make money and, you know, have the show be successful. But the show did gain a fan base in the entertainment world. And one day we got a call from Gary Shandling. You wanted to come and watch the show. And Janice was my producer at the time, and we said, hell yeah, you know. So he came over, and he came over with Greg Kinnear, and I've got the photograph. And the guys came in and watched the show. That was, and I put down, I think I tweeted it, that was the greatest moment of my life. I should have said my professional life, and I should have explained why. Because to get validation like that from a guy that I thought was, and think was, one of the funniest sons of bitches I ever heard in my life. I think Gary Shandling's really funny, and there's all kinds of different comics, and he really mastered, you know, a certain kind of deadpan comedy. I have to be honest with you, I didn't really watch Larry Sanders much. I was just a fan of his stand-up, but I was really blown away. And anyway, so they came, and he got on the air with Bobby. I was doing Bobby Dooley that day, and she wanted him to, you know, Mr. Shandling, would you like to do our summer tacular? Well, Bobby, I don't, you know, it's well, I really don't. Well, you know, we'd, what's it pay? You know, that was the punchline. It was very funny, and that was that. So we're going to, today, if you take a look at your little, you know, backstage pass login area there for today's show, you'll also see the pre-show, and just below the show is our classic hour, and that will be the Gary Shandling from 2002, July of 2002. I got to find out what hour it was. And thank you, Lawrence Ross, our brother and listener and supporter and our curator and just great guy in Florida. Blind Lawrence is a cat that has been, he's got like this bear trap memory. He just remembers dates of things. I could say to him, no, it was on July. No, it wasn't. It was July 3rd. I know for a fact, you know. So anyway, we'll do that. That was a shock. And I you know, when you grieve somebody, you're really feeling badly for yourself. It's you're going to miss them, and you won't see them, and you won't get to talk to them, and you won't get to hear them, and you won't. That's what we're doing. So I knew immediately, you know, when I was sort of broken up about that. I wasn't broken up, but I remember I called Lauren up. She's back cleaning out her old apartment, and it was emotional, you know. And she said, I forget what she was just basically saying to me, you know, because I was telling her a lot of really personal stuff about how I was feeling about myself, and you know, she was kind of propping me up. But it was like, this is gonna sound stupid, but it's like, but it's true nonetheless. It was like Gary Shandling was, in a way, like a father, a comedy father. And he was gone, and you want him to be proud of you. And I wasn't sure at that moment, when I found out that he had passed on, I wasn't sure if he would be or not. Looking at how my career's gone, I wasn't sure. I felt sad that, you know, maybe I didn't live up to what I should have lived up to. I mean, I'm, you know, being perfectly honest with you, so anyway, that was that. And all day, man, I just said, you know, the other thing that it did for me is it got me off of Twitter. I just said, you know, I did talk to a couple people, but I getting so fucking tired of being on Twitter and getting all bent out of shape about this shit. I gotta get back to doing what I do, you know. Politics is fine. Being upset about this shit is fine, but people don't come to me for that shit. They come to me for, you know, laughs. So let me see. What am I doing here? And how much time we got left? And what are you doing, Phil? Quit fucking around, huh? Flight attendant. I know she's a con. Well, there is. Gary Shandling. Well, let's see. But I still love her, so don't hurt me now. Don't hurt me now. Ooh.
Don't tough it out. Knock it out fast.
A Breva.
Emmy Award-winning comedian Gary Shandling has passed away at the age of 66.
Shandling was a comedian's comedian, and the comedy world is speaking out this afternoon. And we turn now to entertainment reporter George Pinocchio, who joins us with more on this sad story. George?
Okay, thank you very much. LA police officers say they were dispatched to Gary Shandling's home today for a reported medical emergency of some kind. He was transported to a hospital where he was then pronounced dead. Shandling's career began in the comedy world in the 70s with some writing credits on Sanford and Son. He would later go in front of the camera with two popular shows of his own.
I happen to have my own show, as a matter of fact.
Gary Shandling poked fun at sitcom convention, often breaking the fourth wall on his Showtime series, It's Gary Shandling's Show. It ran from 1986 to 1990. 2 years later, he'd return to cable, this time on HBO, to star as an egomaniacal late-night talk show host on The Larry Sanders Show.
You know, Hank, I was just wondering why you say that hey now thing.
The Larry Sanders Show ran from 1992 to 1998, showing us plenty of anxiety behind the scenes of life and show business. For Gary, that included work in films. More recently, playing a senator in both Iron Man 2 and in Captain America Winter Soldier.
Mr. Stark, please.
Yes, dear.
Could I have your attention?
Absolutely.
Our priority here is to have you turn over the Iron Man weapon to the American people.
The last time we saw Gary was just 2 months ago. He was speaking at the Walk of Fame ceremony for his friend David Duchovny.
Really
they met when David appeared on The Larry Sanders Show.
He got me into yoga. This is true. He got me into boxing, which is true. We play basketball together, and we've meditated together, and he's beaten me at meditation.
Shandling was certainly an original. His friend and fellow comedian Steve Martin says it this way. Gary Shandling was a very special comedian with a beautifully unpredictable mind. Stars have been reacting all afternoon on social media. Ricky Gervais said, R.I.P., the great Gary Shandling, surely one of the most influential comedians of a generation. Amy Schumer tweeted, goodbye, Gary Shandling. Thank you for your kindness and your generosity and for making me laugh so damn much. And Jimmy Kimmel said, Gary Shandling was as kind and generous as he was funny. And that is saying a lot. At last word, police didn't have details on the nature of Shandling's emergency, but they do plan to conduct an investigation into his passing. I ran into Gary Shandling several times over the years, always had a smile. Nice guy.
Seemed like such a nice guy.
Really did.
All right, George, thank you.
All right, George, we got to get back to our lives now. I'm kind of fucked up to say that, but I'm sure Gary would appreciate it. So there you go, huh? There you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Hey, fuck. Yeah, he was a nice guy. He was a kind guy. He was a sweet guy. All right, so, now let me see here. Who's this? Joe Garagiola. When did Joe Garagiola pass away? It says, notable people have just passed away or recently passed away. Who's that? Oh, Ken Howard. Oh, God, rest his soul. Ken Howard, The White Shadow. Oh, The White Shadow was a fucking great show. The White Shadow, you guys know the show? He was a basketball coach in an inner city high school, a white guy, and of course, all the kids on the team, most of them were black. There were a few poor white kids. And he'd been a professional player with the Chicago Bulls. He blew his knee out, and he goes to this high school, sort of an LA inner city high school, and becomes the basketball coach. Salami, come on. He was so perfect. He was so fucking perfect as this high school coach. I watched that show all the time. I loved it. The White Shadow. Joe Garagiola. Who the fuck is this, man? He had a dude from Tribe Called Quest. And, that's Rob Ford. And, I don't know who that is. Andy Grove, the one-time chairman and CEO of Intel. Okay. Trey Walker, cornerback for the Baltimore Ravens in a dirt bike accident. Shit. Larry Drake, who starred in the drama L.A. Law, Richard Tomlinson, the programmer known for inventing modern email. Jesus Christ, I don't know that. There's Nancy Reagan, Susie Q, no, Joey Freak? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to fuck her name up. Joey Feek of the country duo Joey and Rory. Jesus, I didn't know that. Died on March the 4th. And here we have... That ain't Joey Feek. That's... wait a minute, man. That's Joey Feek? Who the hell's this? Somebody fucked up. Lee Raerman, athlete and star of American Gladiators. Harper Lee. Reality star Angela Rioli. And Maurice White, yeah. Fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire, dude. Abe Vigoda. Glenn Frey. Dan Haggerty. Did he just die? Passed away Friday. Oh, wow. That's Renee Angelia, who was the husband of the singer from Canada. I forget her name. Alan Rickman. Andrew Smith. All right, enough of country singer Craig. Okay, thank you. Oh, man, excuse me. I know she's the kind of girl, God damn it, who throw my love away. Don't hurt me now. Antarctica was just declared the world's first LGBT-friendly continent. Now, who the fuck? Wait a minute, they can't do that. Is that a there's a penguin helping out. All the penguins, everybody's grooving. They're digging it. I'm sure there's going to be some people that are flipped out and fucked up and weirded out by all that shit, but hey. Man, I just want to, you know, just fucking let people live. All right. But I still love her, so don't hurt me now. Don't hurt. I love you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just pretend that she did it to me. I think Karen Deauville can be a major help to us in this flight attendant story. Bored of packing. Oh, God. Lauren just, phew. I know she's the kind of girl. What is this? Oh, Mavis Leonard. Karen Deauville. Dean Wheeler. Mavis Leonard. And Doug Danger. But I still love her, so don't hurt me now. Ouch. Ow, don't hurt me. And if she should tell you you're weird looking, whoa, ho, ho, ho. Just remember she said that to me. Army poised to retake Palmyra. With this ISIS man, nothing could be more, you know, emblematic of just flat evil than people that go into historic areas and blow up and destroy historical monuments. This is the mindset of evil incarnate. And people that reject the past like that and don't want to at least embrace the lessons that it gives us, stay away from them, man. Stay away from them. Get away from them. And do what you can to quarantine them. All right. Let me tell her no, no, no. All right, man, is this okay? Let's get this shit together. Oh, 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 oh. Don't hurt me now. Okay. So I do that. Tell her no, no, no. No, 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 no. No. No, 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 no. What? Okay. Okay, cool, man. Yeah, man, I know what I'm going to do, man. Ruby took the law into his own hands, man. You can't do that, man. Perfect. Mavis. And then Karen Deauville, Doug Danger, Dean Wheeler. Oh, I got Dean's. And I'll give Dean just a little bit more ambience. All right, man, I'm ready to rock and roll this motherfucker. Testy 1-2. Brought to you by Dork Cola. Brought to you by Dork Cola. Hi, buddy. This is Bob Ingram. Brought to you by Dork Cola. Hey, Dork Cola. Get Dork Cola if you're the, for the dork in your life. I don't know. I don't know, man. You know, I'm just trying to get through life, man. I'm just trying to get through the show. One motherfucking show at a time. You dig me? That's all I'm trying to do.
Feels like a clone.
Every second, every minute, man.
All right.
I'll be pissed.
On the play game, I'm best on your soul.
You know what's going on.
All right, man, here we go.